When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cowboys, Texans, Monday night, so you can have a stress-free weekend of not being upset or depressed about your favorite football team. Save it for the beginning of next week. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider Bobby Belt, as we are live here in Roanoke for the final Firehouse Tour of the year. Station number one, 201 Fairway Drive. And as soon as we see Houston on the schedule, we have to schedule this guy, the absolute legend from HoustonTexans.com, John McClain, Texans Insider, joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Mr. McClain, good morning. How are you, sir?
Guys, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Are you getting some sick satisfaction out of watching this Cowboys season and this absolute circus that is louder and more comical than even years past?
No, I know it's been wild and crazy up there, but Texans got problems of their own, losing 3 out of 4. They lose to the Cowboys. Panic button will be pushed here all across this area because people have had such high hopes for the season. And so they're 6-4 for the second year in a row. And last year at this time, they'd won 3 in a row. Now they've lost 3 out of 4. So they went in different directions to get to this point.
You get a little injury? Do they get a little injury pass with these wide receivers, some of these weapons? Or no, you still think they should be better off after kind of breaking out last year, John?
Well, they're playing against the first-place schedule, which as opposed to a last-place schedule. They got the NFC North compared to the NFC South last season. But their problem is their offensive line is awful. Their interior pass protection has been pathetic. If I'm Micah Parsons, I'm lining up over the center and shooting the two gaps on every pass play because they have struggled big time. Therefore, it's affected C.J. Stroud. He's been sacked right now 34 times, second most to Caleb Williams. Last year he was sacked as a rookie only 38 times. Now he's on a pace for 58. So he hasn't had a lot of time to throw, and you can tell now he's missing throws he did not miss early in the season, and he did not miss last season.
John, are the Texans aware that they're still playing football in the second half of these games, that you're required to score points if you want to win?
If they'd be unbeaten if you could stop the games at halftime. And they had the Lions down 23-7. A friend of mine texted me, said, "You think they're going to win this?" I said, "No, they're awful in the second half. They haven't scored a second-half touchdown in 5 of the last 6 games, including 4 in a row. It's like it's just amazing what happens to this franchise. Bobby Slowick, the offensive coordinator and play caller, who everybody loved last year, now everybody's mad at him. And it's funny, though, last year Stroud had a receiver tag Dell wide open in the end zone. He waited too long to throw, didn't throw it hard enough, and he was intercepted at the last minute. If he'd hit that play, they'd have beaten the Lions. And so they've made just enough plays to be 6-4, lose at Green Bay and to Detroit, both on field goals with no time left. And yes, they'll get Nico Collins back, and he was outstanding before he was hurt. They've missed him 5 games. Running back Joe Mixon missed 2.5 games, but until Detroit. He was averaging 100 yards a game. He's got 8 touchdowns, including 7 rushing. So their running game has been good, but the passing game has been bad. And everybody thinks Nico Collins is going to be the lecture they need in the second half because he's a big play guy. But, boy, if they don't come out and play better, they're especially bad in the third quarter. Cowboys are especially bad in the third quarter. Something has got to give.
John McClain joining us here talking Houston Texans on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, John, so we just laid out those circumstances. Bobby Slowick catching a lot of heat. They've had injuries with the receivers and things like that. But that aside, and this may be a difficult evaluation because of those issues, is there any feeling in Houston like C.J. Stroud has regressed?
Not at all. Everybody watches every play, knows what the problem is for him is when your pass protection, especially up the middle, and sometimes guys are beaten immediately. They made 2 changes in the line last week, and it was a little bit better. He was sacked only 4 times. Once it was his fault. But anytime you have somebody breaks free up the middle and the quarterback doesn't have time to plant his back foot, people understand it. Now, that being said, he's missed some passes because of being on the run constantly. He's not been able to drop back, plant his back foot, go through his progressions. You just don't get to do that like he did last season and early in the season. So people that have watched every game and every play understand it. But people around the country, I see national publications online talking about how he's regressed. But the problem is not C.J. Stroud. The problem is his offensive line.
John, Joe Mixon, the last 4 games that he's played, 25 carries, 25 carries, 24 carries, and 25 carries. He had 30 in the opener. Given the way that, you know, you talk about the issues protecting Stroud and some of those issues that the Texans have had and Dallas's own issues defending the run, should we expect a potentially 30-carry game for Joe Mixon on Monday?
Well, they shouldn't be giving him 30 carries all the time because he's also a really good receiver. They need to throw him the ball short passes because he's good as a runner. He's got 8 touchdowns, 7 rushing, until he went against Detroit where they stacked the box with 8 players and the Texans didn't throw the ball much because Bobby Slowick kept throwing runs with Mixon and he kept getting stuffed because the linemen, there just weren't enough people to block them. So, yeah, they're going to get Mixon a lot. I would say as a runner and receiver, he'll probably touch the ball 25 times, but Stroud told us yesterday he wants to come out and he wants to fling it and he wants to throw his fastball. He doesn't want to do like he did in that end zone play where he didn't put enough mustard on it. So I would expect Mixon as a runner and a passer because really he's been their best offensive player. They got him for a 7th round pick and he's missed 2.5 games after he had an ankle injury on a hip drop tackle and he was averaging 100. The Cowboys will see a lot of Joe Mixon, and I'm guessing their defense, after what they saw the Lions do, will be similar.
John, Bobby's worried about the Cowboys even scoring against this defense. Who and what do we need to know on that side of the ball?
Their defense has been really good. D'Amico Ryan's calls the defenses, their 3rd overall, 4th and pass defense. 11th against the run. They did a great job against Detroit's running game. Detroit came in averaging 152 yards, except for 1 drive in the 4th quarter, in which they had 47. They totally shut down Gibbs and Montgomery. And so I doubt the Cowboys are going to be able to run. It'll all be about Cooper Rush probably throwing when he's supposed to run, try to keep him off balance. The Cowboys need big plays on defense and special teams because Their defense has been good except for a couple of games. D'Amico Ryans has got a lot of talent up front. I don't think Will Henderson Jr. will play. I don't think that the rookie corner, Kamari Lassner.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's been outstanding. He's got a concussion caused by his teammate Jimmy Ward hitting in the helmet. So I think that's two guys that will be out. Other than that, they have everybody healthy, and they should play a good game. I think this should be a low-scoring game, except in the first half.
John, a couple years ago, the Texans front office, the whole organization was kind of in shambles, right? It seemed like a little bit of a dumpster fire. That seemingly changed overnight. Was it just they started winning? Is anything different in the front office than the organization as a whole?
Well, they got rid of Jack Easterby, who had taken over the organization. They had given him too much power, and they got rid of him, and it was like the sun shone through the roof at NRG Stadium, and then they hired
Our stadium to the windows.
Yeah, the Texans last night were practicing at night, so they make sure the moonlight wouldn't bother them at AT&T Stadium. And once they got rid of him, Nick Caserio has total control over everything personnel-wise. He hired D'Amico Ryans, and last year, of course, they were a huge surprise after an 0-2 start. And so happy days are here again. They don't have controversies. It's just amazing. Every day for about 3 years, you go over there and wonder what is going to be the next controversy, and it's been like night and day.
You know, John, you talk about the old days and controversy. I just want to hearken you back to the Deshaun Watson days. Are you shocked and stunned that Deshaun Watson looks like he can't play anymore?
The Deshaun Watson we saw in 2020, who was outstanding, second best rating to Aaron Rodgers, led the league in passing. He was third in average per attempt. He was great.
Yeah.
And as a friend of mine who's covered the Browns a long time told me, in training camp, he looks like he forgot how to play quarterback. And I can't believe the quarterback I've seen. Of course, I couldn't believe all those civil suits either. Nobody had any idea any of that was going on. And I guess Cleveland was the first team he eliminated because he didn't want to play up there in that stadium where the wind blows all the time, because he'll never have another 4,000-yard season, and he'll never throw 35 touchdown passes again. And a lot of people, they don't want him back. You know, when you're booed and you're hurt and you're leaving the field in a car and they're chanting, "You deserve it," you know, they shouldn't be playing for that team. I think next year they'll do him like they did here in 21, let him come to work out on his own, then go home and just stay away from the team.
John McClain joining us here on 105 through the Fan. John, you know, we always know about this Houston-Dallas City rivalry that exists. Is this a game yet that has any juice for the city of Houston? Like, do they get up for, man, we got to beat the Cowboys? Like, is there a rivalry feeling at all in that city for this one?
You know, I've told people here, this is my 48th year covering the NFL. I grew up Waco, diehard Cowboy fan. It was an honor to present Chuck Alley for the Hall of Fame, and so happy that his, for his family that he got in, and of course Chuck as well. But I always tell people in Dallas, they don't even acknowledge there's a Houston period until it gets to baseball season, because the football team has never even been to a championship game. We haven't had a team in the AFC championship game since the Oilers in 1979. That's the year that they beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving at Texas Stadium with Love You Blue and Bump Phillips and Earl Campbell. That was the most popular the team had ever been here. So they haven't played. That last time, when they played here And Watson had a great game. It was so physical, and the Texans pulled it out. That was other than that first game, and the Cowboys, I don't think, cared about that first game like the Texans did back in 2002. You know, it's not a rivalry. Fans here want to beat Dallas just because it's Dallas. And I keep reminding them it's Arlington. And so it means a lot to people here, and I don't think it means squat to people up there. You guys would know. I got so many friends up there, and I'll text them, and they'll go, oh, are the Cowboys playing the Texans?
John, you mentioned the Hall of Fame. You are a Hall of Fame voter. What are the big battles this year?
Oh, gosh, they changed the bylaws this year to make it tougher. And they separated the contributors and coaches category. So you have seniors, contributors, and coaches. And you only have one nominee from contributors, one from coaches, and three seniors. Of those five who will go before our full committee of 48, only three can make it. So it would be harder for Chuck Howley to make it than it was 2 years ago. And it was a privilege to present him, and it's the first time he'd ever been a finalist, and I was so happy because Tom Landry told me multiple times that how deserving Chuck was, and it would be harder for Chuck today. And so we voted, but we don't know who the 15 modern era finalists are yet. And once we find out who the 15 modern era finalists are, then I'd be better able to answer that question. But it's always difficult, very difficult to make those picks when we vote because there's so many deserving candidates.
Can you tell us where you have personally stood on Eli Manning and Darren Woodson?
Well, I thought Darren Woodson should be in the Hall of Fame for years. Shereen Williams and Rick Gosselin are on that committee, and they're big proponents of Woodson, and I think you got the rings and you contributed the way he did. You need to get in, especially we've been putting a lot of safeties in there. I was so happy when Drew Pearson finally got in and Cliff Harris, and they were seniors, of course, and I was on that 9-man committee, and but as far as Eli, I think Eli, I'd be stunned if he's a first ballot. The first ballot's got to be a no-brainer. And I don't think Eli Manning's a no-brainer. So maybe he'll get in eventually. It'll be a healthy debate. I certainly expect that.
Outside of Darren, is there a player that you just don't understand that hasn't gotten in yet or one that recently has got in that you just vehemently disagreed with?
No, I never disagree with anybody because I think if you get as far as they do, that they're all deserving. Mm-hmm. There's Tutal Jones, who we put into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. He'll be part of the next class. I thought Tutal was deserving a long time. And when I grew up in Waco, I never missed a Cowboy game, not one, until I came to Houston in 76. And so I've always thought Leroy Jordan. I thought Leroy was the epitome of the middle linebacker, but he wasn't Butkus, and he wasn't Nitschke, but I've always thought Leroy Jordan should be in the Hall of Fame.
John, you're the man. A pleasure to speak with you whenever we can. Thank you so much. Keep grinding and enjoy the game Monday night.
Guys, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. And tell Gavin Spittle I said hello.
Yes, sir. The absolute legend, John McClain on the D&M Leasing Hotline, HoustonTexans.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.